Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
Let me tell you right now, Monica Brooks, you better not have jinxed this. You better not. Yeah. You know what you said. You know what you said. You put that out there. We were pitching a no-hitter, and you went ahead and mentioned that we were pitching a no-hitter. And now I'm hoping, I got to knock on wood, that you're not going to jinx it. Because Monica pointed out the observation yesterday that Facebook has seemed kind of chill lately.
Has it now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did say that. Oh. I know, I probably did jinx it.
Yeah.
I was like, I was just, you know, checking out my feed anyway. Seems pretty just chill.
Okay. Now, to be clear, Monica, your feed is the world. You see everything. You see every post. You manage to like every post. It doesn't matter who posts.
Monica's Facebook feed is Santa's naughty or nice list. Like, yeah. She sees everything.
Right. And then, because when I go on my Facebook feed, every single post I see says, Monica Brooks liked this and 47 others. Monica Brooks liked this and 22 others.
I don't know why Facebook got to be like that. I always got to just put out that I like something.
It's almost as if now when someone does a post, it automatically, there's a bot that Monica just automatically likes it. It's almost printed.
I'm a bot.
Like permanent ink. Are you a bot? Is that what it is?
No.
No? No?
No.
Hey,
no,
you talk like this.
I know. It's a very slow response there.
I know. And somewhat robotic as well. But hopefully, maybe it's because we all distracted because we looked out a window. Like we went outside.
Yeah, that's what it was.
We were doing stuff. I mean, I could at least speak for myself, but I really do think for the whole world, none of us really need to be alone with our thoughts for longer than about 1 second. None of us.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's enough time.
Yep.
That's enough time for me to just be with my thoughts, no music, no background, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I need.
Because then the bad things start creeping
in. Yeah, because I'm like, 1 second, I'm like, all right, hey, Antoine, hey, you, and then I leave. And then I'm like, all right, out of my head.
Because I could almost argue, like you could say, okay, the exception to the rule is the one person who should be alone with their thoughts is the kind of person who's like a scientist whose job is to come up with, you know, coronavirus vaccines or the cure or things like that. But even that scientist, I think if he or she gets alone with their thoughts for a few minutes, they start thinking things like, or I could just kill everyone. I could just, see what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. That doesn't, just because I'm shocked by your response doesn't mean that I agree with that for the scientists. I was just more so shocked on your thought.
I'm telling you, it's like they're not.
I don't want
to think. That was kind of like the scientists in The Walking Dead that one season.
Right.
That you one know, season.
The CDC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Remember? Where he was there.
He lost losing his mind.
And then he lost his mind because he was alone
in the first season.
Yes. That was early on. Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what happens?
But anyway.
That's what happens.
You guys are so dark.
I know.
Shout out to all the scientists out there.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Antoine, I appreciate you. Zach and Monica thinks that you're a murderer.
I appreciate you. I do. I was just, you know.
No, I appreciate you. I'm afraid of you. I'm serious. This is what it is. Monica, you still feel old today?
Yeah, it's like a little bit. I'm getting better.
Yep.
Yeah, my back was like hurting and everything. I was like, I feel just old.
Yeah. Now you do realize it's because you've made fun of so many people for the times they've thrown out their back over the course of your life.
I didn't make fun. It just.
No, you make fun. There was there was one time that I pulled my hamstring because I was messing around out there in the front office.
Right.
And then the next day you came in limping around.
Mm-hmm.
No,
The way you. The way
it doesn't matter.
It happened,
you made fun of me being hurt.
Yep.
And then you got hurt.
Yep.
And when the rest of the details are not important.
When Freddie Mac was on this show, he did something weird one day.
Piece of paper.
And he went, my back. And Monica laughed about that for days until she hurt her own back like 3 days later.
And it was no good. Oh gosh.
My back. Oh my God.
Yeah. My back. And I mean, you never know. It was just a sheet of paper just flew off the table and he went to grab it and his back, threw out his back. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And you had just a level of glee. That was, it was, see, again, none of us should be alone with our thoughts. You see what happens? You see what it is? No, can't be doing it. These questions come up a lot. It's like they win the lottery, but there's a circumstance, or should they share it with somebody else? What's the deal?
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
This woman from South Carolina, she was running errands with her mother when she decided to stop by the store and get a ticket, and she won $2 million.
Oh,
wow.
But the thing is, though, it was her mom saying, hey, let's go out and run some errands. Let's go to the car wash. Let's do this. Let's go by the store. And she's like, okay, fine. I'll ride along with you. Let's run these errands. So it was, you know, mom.
But mom just said, let's go run some errands.
And let's stop by the store because I need to play my lottery. And also her boyfriend had called her and said, hey, pick me up a lottery ticket, by the way. And she's like, you know what? They're asking for lottery tickets. And my mom's playing. Let me just go ahead and get a scratch off. Okay. And she got a $10 scratcher. She won $2 million.
So everybody else asked for a lottery ticket.
And they didn't win anything.
So she went into the store. Says who? Yeah. All right. Now we got a variable here. Okay. So this woman goes in and says, okay, I'm going to buy 3 tickets. Here's yours. It lost. Here's yours. It lost. Oh,
why not just get a scratcher? Yeah.
Mine won.
I think she's
Well, they asked for the Powerball. They wanted the Powerball tickets.
Oh, okay.
So she just got a scratch.
So she's safe there. And I think, and she doesn't owe her mom anything because let's say she gets that ticket and she loses. It's a dollar. Let's say it's a dollar scratch off. I don't know how much it was, but let's say it's a dollar scratch off. Does mom give her 50 cents for losing?
No.
All right. If we're not splitting the cost of the ticket from the jump, we're not splitting the winnings. I'm sorry to tell you.
You're right.
It doesn't work that way.
They say, well, because of me, that's why we stopped by the store. That's why it even happened. That's why all these events happened was because I said, hey, let's go run errands, stop by the store.
Now, I would argue as long as this mother doesn't suck, she should be taken care of nicely by her daughter anyway.
But it's starting to sound like mom's not that great.
No. And this boyfriend who's just like,
pick me up a Powerball.
We're not even acknowledging him.
He's gone.
He's single now. Yeah.
He's single now. Yeah,
he don't count for nothing. But yes, why with the mother would it even be a dispute? Like the mother should just be like, I'm so happy for you. I love you so much. Call me.
Well, because it's never the reverse. It's never the reverse. It's only when something positive, when something good happens. Because same trip. Babe, let's go out run some errands. Okay, mom, I'll go with you. And then like there's a car accident or something like that. You're not going to split those doctor bills because she was only out because mom went to run errands. No, that's not going to be. Oh, I'm just so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that you went through that.
And you know what, Antoine? I start thinking about my own mother. And if she did win the lottery, she wouldn't split it with me. She'd hang it over my head all the time.
Yes.
You don't think she would break you off some?
She would break me off some, but she would always make me earn it.
Yeah.
And she would always guilt me into it. And she would keep the lion's share of it.
It's what she'd probably break you off with, even if you weren't there.
Right.
Even if you weren't a part of it.
Right.
Like, I want more of it then, if that's the case.
And my mother would also put me to work. She'd be like, I can't really manage my finances. Aww. I'm going to need you to help me out with all this stuff. Thanks for doing it with my money. Yeah. I mean, I would like to point out that the time my great aunt Sally died and we had to clean out her house and we found $40,000 in cash.
I remember that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what my mother gave me? $100. I'd like to point that out.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You helped.
Let's
so
see.
There you go.
That was like 0.01%, 0.04%.
All right, Monica, you got to admit, even for you, that one's cheap.
That's very cheap.
Yeah, you just found the money. It's not even like a lotto.
$100, and I had to count it all. Again, see, I had to be the accountant. I had to embezzle the funds.
You earned your money.
I know, and I didn't even get. I know, I got paid lousy.
Uh-huh.
Coming up, I'm very disappointed in us. We've done too good.
No, you can't do too good. You always have to go out and do your best.
Nope. You can do too good.
And so, obviously, Virginia, I don't know what it is, but we've done our best and we succeeded. Like, good job, everybody.
We should have done a little bit worse to start in order to then... Yeah, see, there are certain things in life where you don't want to be too good. Like, no one should be really good at doing the laundry because then... The whole world will make you do the laundry all the time.
The laundry.
Right. It's sort of like how I cook too good. I make too much good food.
Well,
so I always have to cook. Even if I go to somebody else's house, you're such a good cook. We need your cooking stat.
Well, there's a perfect example of this. And Monica, you weren't privy to this conversation, but one of the first things Zach asked me this morning was if I was proficient in Microsoft Excel. Let's ignore the fact that all of my resumes have always said that I am. But that's not the case. And the reason that I'm not is because when you are, people ask you to do things in Microsoft Excel.
Right. See, you don't want to be good at everything.
Exactly. I'm like, nah, I can't really do it.
Yeah, so I'll explain. I'm highly disappointed. Good morning to y'all. Do you have a walk? Do you feel like you have a walk?
I feel extremely uncomfortable when I know that somebody's watching me when I walk.
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like I walk normal at that point. I feel like my knees aren't moving and everything.
You get a little wobbly.
I'm like a robot or something.
Yeah.
You know I'm hanky-janky.
I would
How do I walk? don't even know.
Antoine, I feel like you walk very utilitarian for the most part. Like you don't necessarily walk with a swag. You do sort of have a robotic walk. It's very correct.
Like a Sims?
Must go to place.
Like a Sims.
Like a Sims.
No, because the Sims sort of have this boingy thing that goes.
You don't have the boingy. Okay,
so do I have a walk that would just like blend in? Like, let's say I was being chased by the police or something, and I get into a group of people, my walk wouldn't cause me to stand out.
Correct.
Okay, that works for me.
You have a very, I'll call it a textbook walk.
Thank you.
It's very textbook.
I'm okay with that one.
Okay.
You know what? When I think of, I try to think about how does Monica walk. Here's what
it
I'm going to say.
Depends on the day. Maybe.
I think you have a sneaky walk, and here's why. I'm going to tell you why I think you walk all sneaky and deceptive. It's because when I try to think about how you walk, I can't picture it. Like, she's managed to figure out a way to, like, cloak herself.
You know what?
You know what, Zach?
Hmm. Yesterday, Monica came in the show, and I saw her at the door. Remember when we were closing out the show?
Yep.
I saw her at the door. Right now, my memory sees her at the door, and then it sees her at the chair.
Yeah.
I don't see how she got from the door to the chair.
Mm-hmm. Magic.
Wow. You don't remember.
No,
teleportation.
I'm not even joking. Like, I'm 100% serious right now.
I'm just, I've worked with you for a decade. I can't really think of how you walk. At all. Like, I can't picture you walking. I see you showing up at things.
Yes.
You appear.
We've walked around the city of Chicago with her.
Mm-hmm.
The whole city of Chicago.
Did we? These are the questions. Wow. It's very interesting. I walk with a purpose all the time, always, to the point that people think I'm trying to avoid them, which is also, in fact, correct.
Now I'm thinking about your walk. Do you walk with, like, a swag?
I feel like somebody else has to answer that question on my behalf.
I know. Exactly. You have to pay attention to your walk.
Around here, if you ask people, they think Zach walks real fast and always like he's in a hurry or late for something.
Yeah, that is true.
You walk with a purpose. Like, you're going somewhere. You're not just walking for the sake of walking.
Our front desk person says that every time I walk by her, she says, boy, you're on your way somewhere. I'm like, well, yes.
Little does she know, you're just avoiding small talk.
Well, that too. It's also that. And despite the fact that I walk fast with a purpose, they still see me.
Yes, she catches you early. She starts a conversation before you come around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm going to get at least 3 words in.
No, she loves to try it. She's still talking to me when I'm walking down the other side.
You're gone.
I'm like, why are you still talking? I'm good. How are you? We're done with that. Like, what are you talking about? But Monica, I can't picture your walk at all.
I can't see it at all right now.
Wow, that is very interesting.
I'm going to have to record it.
What am I doing? I'm walking.
No, but you're,
I was walking beside you yesterday. I walked in front of you. Yeah. Zach.
Okay, I was about to say. I didn't see it.
I was like, well, is this like
that? Oh, and by the way, I can't stand next to Antoine anymore. Like, I think you just grew like a couple inches or something. I don't know what happened.
I was just saying, I was this height, you know.
Yep.
Since you
did you have different shoes on, maybe?
No,
it's the same.
Do you have lifts in your shoes?
No.
You know what it is? Is you're short, all right?
Exactly.
You're short. That's all it is. Yeah, if you go on our Facebook, our Instagram, it was our winner from last week of the 10K payday. Aaron came to pick up the big check, and so we all are in a picture, and Monica's all mad because she thinks Antoine makes her look too short.
And yesterday, we were taking a picture, so Zach's on one side holding one side of the check, and in theory, I'm on the other side holding the other side of the check.
Right.
But I wasn't. And Zach thought I was. Zach was like, hey, Antoine, move the check here, blah, blah, blah. No, Monica was holding the check. Like, somehow her hand got underneath my hand. And she had a Vulcan grip on the check to make sure that we didn't cover her face up because, you know, like, we're tall.
Right.
And so, like, she was holding it low. So you're like, lift it up a little bit. I'm like, I can't. Vulcan grip has to check right now.
Because, yeah, I did.
Because she didn't want to end up looking like Punxsutawney Phil. Like, poking her head out. Hey, Super Shadow, what's going on?
Money saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
We did too good. Sometimes when you're good at things, you get punished.
Okay.
You're bad at things.
So we're getting punished right now in your eyes.
I think we got too many COVID vaccines too quickly.
No.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Why do you feel that way? Because I completely disagree.
Because our state isn't giving away $1 million. Our state isn't giving away free trucks or guns or anything like
beer?
That. Nope.
Free
Taco
beer.
Bell, they're giving out free tacos in California if you go get your vaccine. We ain't getting no free tacos. We did too good too fast.
That's okay.
Should have just waited like 2 weeks and then.
No, I appreciate the lines. It was easy to get in and out. Like, I appreciate the tacos. $1 million, okay, that's a little tough one. The cars, that's a little tough one.
I know.
But I'm glad that we did it the way we did it. Shout out to us.
I'm not. Shame on us. Shame on us for 2 and 2. And there's no going back. We can't undo it.
Nope.
See, it's like when you were in school. I don't know. Were you guys, like, when you were given independent work from a teacher? Like, you had two different types of teachers. you had that one teacher, like, if you finish your independent work fast, she just let you go to, like, the reading corner. Like, you can just take a book or whatever and go chill in the corner and read.
Right.
But then you had the other teacher that if you finish too fast, you got more work to do.
Right. See? And that's what we got.
And so that's what we got. We got the second teacher.
Yeah, we got punished. We're like, oh, he's really good at doing work. Give him more work.
Yeah, let's send more vaccines. More people come to Virginia.
You know, it's like we should have waited. We should have waited for the better cell phone deal for the new customers. You know, that
was yes.
That. Like we're screwed as a regular. Now we're just a regular customer.
Yeah, we're just existing users. No, we need to be new.
Why? We're not new. God, I wanted to be existing users. Dumb. We were so dumb.
No, there are states that you could move to.
You know, I'm going to try to make some extra money off of people like this woman. She paid somebody $500 to help her get over her fear of going back to normal life. Like, that's what we do now.
$500?
Yep.
Oh.
She needed someone to help, like, take her out and hang out with her.
Oh, I could do that.
All right. So Monica, this woman calls you right now. Mm-hmm. She goes, I need you to help me get used to normal life. What are the five things, Monica, that you do to get her ready for normal life?
I give her a hug. Well, I guess I shake her hand, give her a hug, take her to the grocery store, go to a restaurant. We'll talk to other people.
Okay.
And I'll be beside her. Is that four? And just exist. Walk around. Go take a day and just walk amongst people.
Fair enough. I was waiting for sharpen her machete to
be
there.
I know. I was expecting a little bit different. But yeah, no, it's just those types of things. I mean, there are people that are legit terrified. Like even
for me, when I
go out to like baseball games or whatever, and nobody's wearing a mask, I'm like, this feels weird. Like, I feel like there should be something on my face.
Right. I told you. I keep saying to myself, we're doing this. Like, we're doing
this. It's like, is this okay? Is this what we're doing? Is this, are we doing it right?
And no free tacos and no $1 million drawings to go with it. I also have the worst new invention. This is a flat out no for me, boss.
No.
I'm sorry. Edible face masks. Anyone?
Oh, no. It'd be funny to watch. Somebody just eat it off your face.
I mean, it'd be hilarious to watch either way where someone was just sitting there with a mask on and then all of a sudden just started eating it from the inside.
The mask starts to disappear.
Just gets sucked in there. But, you know, someone walking by going, ooh, a snack. Yes, let me take that.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen that flavor.
Some bakery in Japan is selling, it's a loaf of bread. It's like this small little circular loaf of sweet bread that's called the melon pan, I guess, or melon pan, whatever. And so it's just like a crisscross pattern. So it looks like you got a big waffle on your face.
I consider myself a pretty clean person.
Uh-huh.
But there is absolutely nothing that I want to eat that's been on my body all day long.
So you're never going to be one of those sushi ladies?
I will never be. No, that's not going to happen.
I was at a music industry party once that had that with the sushi off the person.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. I mean, you want
to eat a piece?
No.
Okay.
You didn't try it?
No.
You tried all kinds of crazy food.
It was just, I don't know. There was just something weird about it where it's like, hey, you want to eat sushi? Oh, there's chips.
How well does she clean her skin? Did she take a good bath?
Like, I don't know this person. Like, maybe she was running late for work and she had to run a little bit to get there. Like, who knows what's going on? So, yes, if you would like muffin face. And they claim that it's more than just novelty. They say that they've had them tested and they work just as well as cloth masks. But if you eat it, aren't you eating any of the particles?
Yeah,
once
you start eating it, you have to get a new mask.
Yeah.
It can't work the same, I'm
assuming. I don't know about y'all, but when I have a hand sanitizer wipe, like a wipe, and I wipe around everything, I don't then put it in my mouth.
Don't?
No.
What?
I really don't. And that will not be part of my training program for that woman as she tries to go back into life. It will not be to eat your own mask either.
It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
So two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Is it me? I, Zach, have no vegetable drawer in my fridge anymore.
I, Monica, text my kid to buy me wine.
There she is.
I, Antoine, bought an iguana for the station.
Yeah. Text 52353. Sandra and Roanoke has outed me. Zach definitely is telling the truth. I hear the rage in his voice. Well, guess what? You would be correct. I am telling the truth.
Correct!
Stupid. I hate my stupid refrigerator. Hate it. Hate the whole thing.
Why do you hate the refrigerator?
Because the veggie drawer is broken.
Okay, but so when exists, it's just malfunctioning
right
broken.
Now. It's broken. It's plastic because it's cheap plastic, and the stupid plastic edge is broken because I can't control myself at the farmer's market, and I put too many things in that drawer, so it broke, and it's cracked, and now I can't use it.
So just
too many items.
So just so we're clear, that you're mad at the veggie drawer because you put more weight in there than it can hold.
Which I did a while back, and I've had it rigged together with some sort of horrible concoction of duct tape and plastics and every other thing, and someone else in the house didn't open and close it properly, because you have to be very careful with this thing. It takes a special touch now. Well, now it's gone. It's gone. I just have a hole. There's a hole right there. I just throw the vegetables right in that area.
I was about to ask you, what are you doing with the vegetables
now? I'm just throwing them in there, and I'm mad.
Close to where they should have been.
And I refuse to buy another one, because you can buy a replacement, and this is where it's ridiculous. It's a plastic drawer. You know what I'm talking about.
Like, yes,
you
put exactly. Yeah,
$60.
$60.
You're paying for the label. Because does yours say vegetable on it? Like, my vegetable drawer has a label on it that came with it. It says vegetable drawer.
No, mine says idiot. Is what it is. I'm just saying nothing else.
Expensive.
So I just refuse to pay $60 for that. I could buy a really nice pair of shoes for that kind of price. Tell me to buy that drawer. I don't want to buy that drawer.
You're going
to
get the drawer.
Yeah. So, I know. My wife's like, what can I do to help? I said, burn the refrigerator. Set it on fire. I don't like it.
Start over.
Throw the whole thing away.
Yeah, so it's not me. All right, moving on. Who is the liar? It could be Monica. It could be Antoine. Allie in Salem says Monica is lying. Clearly, the technology was trying to expose her. Well,
that means you're wrong.
Yeah, I accidentally texted Ava, and she was so confused. And I was like, why is Ava texting? Oh, I meant to send that to Jared.
So you texted your 12-year-old, pick up some wine.
Yeah, I said, pick up some wine, please. And and Ava said, where is the wine? And I said, oh, sorry, that's for daddy.
It's a good cover by her, though. What is this wine?
Where is the wine?
Do you guys remember when you could do that, though? When, like, your mother or your dad, your grandfather, somebody would send you to the corner store, send you to the store to get their, you know, things that you weren't of age to purchase.
Yeah, my parents never sent me to the store to get that kind of stuff, but I always hear the stories.
Like,
you would go with a note that said, dear store, it's okay for this child to get me cigarettes, signed mom. You know, that kind of thing.
And depending on the kind of town you lived in, because, like, my mother didn't, because she didn't partake in it, but I had other relatives that would. And because Chatham was so small, you didn't need a note. As soon as you walked in, he'd be like, hey, my uncle need one of those, and then Ultra's over there, and they're like, all right, here you go, and just walk out with it.
It was a different time.
Yes.
I feel like those are the kind of stores where you can buy Lucy's also.
Yes, exactly.
So, nope, it's not Monica who had to, don't do that. This text, I believe, sums it up right here. Adam in Lynchburg, I wish Antoine was telling the truth, but Monica would never allow it. So,
correct.
Be correct on
but it. But Monica does have a lizard. She just doesn't have an iguana.
Yeah.
And I will say this, while I was trying to, because I told you guys, I would love for us to have a pet iguana here. I would absolutely love it.
Just here in this?
Yeah, well, we'll put it in a little tank or whatever, a big tank. But the problem is, so I was reading up. I was ready to come in for all these facts on why the iguana would be such a great pet to have and why we should definitely get one. Mm-hmm. I didn't find many reasons on why. There's two pros and then there's like 12 cons. Like, you can't touch it. They're angry. They can't be trained.
I feel like they smell.
It's a no.
They live for 20 years.
Oh, God.
They grow up to like 80 pounds. Like, there just wasn't any good justification.
It's too bad, Monica, because I was looking forward to what was going to sound like the live oral report, book report by Antoine Trello. Why I Think the Show Needs an Iguana by Antoine Trello. I have gone through a list of pros and cons. Pro, iguanas are great. Pro, I like iguanas. Cons, everything else.
Yeah, the only pros are the diet's easy to feed them, and they are diurnal, which means they wake up when we wake up, like when the sun comes up. But everything else, they're angry. Look, but don't touch. Their health is bad. You're going to spend a lot of money. They're expensive to accommodate. Not for children. Difficult to train.
I would say when you rattle off all things, I already feel like we have a show iguana and it's me. Okay. All of those things sound like me. Angry, difficult to train, no touchy, smells funny. Yeah. I'm your iguana. Antoine, congratulations.
We got one.
You got your iguana. Here it is. Thank you. Appreciate it. Nobody should be trapped inside my brain. Nobody.
None.
No, even like I shouldn't even be trapped in here. The things that pop into my head, it's just, there's no reason to have to think these things. Like, if I say to you, Antoine, like, what's the random thought you were just having? Because everybody just has like a random thought going on.
If I should buy another pet snake.
Okay. Monica, what were you thinking about?
What was I thinking about? I was thinking, well, if someone trips over a box, and how badly they could break their face. Like, that's terrible.
Okay, see, you're like me. You and I are way too alike, and it's terrifying. Because you know what I was just thinking? I was thinking about how stressful it was last March when you would be worried that you would get diarrhea because we didn't have enough toilet paper. That's what I was thinking about just a minute ago. Why?
I mean, it's a fair thought. It's a fair memory to have, I guess.
Like, Antoine's in the moment. Monica and I are thinking about, like, poop and death.
I was thinking about my workout today and how, you know, box jumps almost killed me. So I was thinking, I was like, gosh, if I tripped over that box, that would really just break me.
Right. Are you thinking? And then I would start thinking the same thing. Like, what if that's how I die? Like, what if that's the way I die?
That's
like
your story.
Right.
And I'm at the gym and I trip on a box and then I hit my face and I bite down on my tongue and it somehow punctures my brain. And then, that's where we are. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
This guy, man, he was dedicated. He went all Mission Impossible on this thing. You know, and Tom Cruise? It's that first Mission Impossible movie when he drops down from the ceiling.
Yeah, that's the first one, yep.
Yes, and he hangs there because he's stealing, what is he stealing? Jewels or money or something?
He's trying to hack a system.
Okay, this guy did a very similar thing where he dropped down from the ceiling of this mall to steal Dippin' Dots.
What? Why? I think they just give them to you.
Well, Monica, it's the ice cream of the future. So, you know, when you're trying
constantly.
When you're stealing, you want to steal. Duh. You want to steal something that actually came from the future. I would think that would have more value
than a good thing to steal.
Anything else in a mall. But some dude in Texas, police are on the lookout for him because he came down through a hole in the ceiling of the mall like he was Mission Impossible. Now, he didn't have any of that cool looking tactical gear on. He actually just has a white polo and a lollipop. I'm serious. I saw the picture of him.
I realized this past weekend, I've never had Dippin' Dots before.
You haven't?
I've never had it. I was at the Salem Red Sox game, and it was like super hot. And I was like, I need something cold. I was like, I'll get Dippin' Dots. And then somebody else walked by with like a big cone of ice cream because Ben and Jerry's is also there. And I was like, well, I know I like that one. That one's a surefire yes.
Well, I would say while Dippin' Dots are fine, they're not as good as regular ice cream. So there's just no point.
Yeah, because I was looking at it.
I was
like,
And that was it. That was all.
It's got just a weird sort of the feeling of the little balls.
But I feel like I need to try it at least.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it.
It's
the next homestand.
I mean, I'm sitting here still asking the question of like when. I
feel when is that the future?
When is it the future? I feel like they've been kicking around for quite some time.
Now, you said you don't like it, though. So maybe you don't want us to get to that future to where all of the food resembles Dippin' Dots.
That's what it is. I could see that where everything's just little frozen granules.
Yeah, we don't want to get there.
You're like, pork. ice cream. Yay. Oops, I ate the wrong one. So the police are still on the lookout for this crafty character and his Dippin' Dots.
Number two.
America's favorite vegetable has been announced by the vegetable people.
Okay.
It's, who is it? Green Giant. I think it is.
Green Giant. So it's like Giant. Green peas or something?
Any vegetables in there. So this year, congratulations to, you think it's kale?
Kale was very popular one year.
Yeah. Kale is an interesting study in marketing because that's how kale became popular. The green vegetable where you think, why does anyone even like this thing? Mm-hmm. We didn't. We actually we got conditioned. The kale people, because there are kale people, the kale farmers got together. They hired a marketing company to promote it as the whole like superfood thing. And it totally worked. I mean, it worked amazingly. Mm-hmm. The kale people, that might be the greatest marketing story in the history of a vegetable, especially one that kind of sucks.
So if that's not the answer, what's the answer?
This one's a more popular one. The number one vegetable of the year. Give it up for broccoli, everybody.
Okay, that was going to be my guess. Broccoli with carrots is being number two.
You would be correct on both of those, actually.
Okay, wow. All right.
Carrots is number two with a bullet, by the way. It was up 500% from last year for some reason. I don't know.
Space Jam is coming out.
Space Jam.
They're selling carrots again.
Oh, my God. And then Jared, Monica's husband, Jared, his favorite vegetable, which is, you know, the corn. Candy of vegetables. Corn showed up in third.
Hey, it's a good, it's a transition. It's a transitional vegetable.
Corn, the fake vegetable for people that don't like vegetables.
Yeah, you gotta ease into it.
Number one,
this is also food related. It just kind of all rolls together. But I thought it was an interesting survey, and I'm interested to find out where Antoine lies on this one.
Because
you don't cook a lot.
No,
you don't cook
I do not.
Ever, for the
not
most
really.
Part.
Not really.
Like, you do takeout every night?
And I will cook sometimes, but for the most part, I do a lot of takeout. Or, like, you know, communal type eating.
Sure. So they asked people, how many foods can you make without a recipe? Just, I need you to make a food, make a dinner, and go.
Well, actually, so that's the funny thing about my family is I would do better without a recipe than following a recipe. Because none of the women in my family that were like really the mainstay cooks used a recipe ever. So it's more like muscle memory than trying to follow. Because if I try to follow a recipe, then I'm like, oh, is this right? Did I do this right? I start to question myself.
Yeah.
But if I just jump in there, there's a better chance for success. Yeah.
I tend to use them more as just a guideline or an inspiration for an idea. Ooh, I want food that tastes like that. Okay, cool. This, yes, no, no over here. Yes, yes, and yes. So what would you say, like, how many dishes could you make without a recipe? Like, if you needed to make dinner tonight?
I'd probably do 8 to 10.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Because the most popular answer was 4.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're going to be, let's be honest here. They're going to be variations of themselves.
Yeah.
So it depends on how you want to count fried chicken versus baked chicken. How you want to count, you know?
How do I want to count spaghetti with this jar of sauce versus that jar
of sauce? Exactly. I mean, you know, how are we counting these numbers here?
Monica, you don't strike me as someone that really follows a recipe at all, because you don't follow rules of any
exactly.
kind.
What? Right. Is it because I don't follow rules?
It's true. You're not a big, you don't like to be told what to do. And I feel like if anything, if you're given a recipe, you want to do other things that are not part of that recipe. You have never ordered off a menu in your life. So what makes me think you're going to follow a recipe? Really?
That's going to take longer. Yeah.
Well, you'd be correct. I don't really use a recipe.
Yeah, exactly. Because the menu at McDonald's is just their recipe put on the board.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all it is. What's impressive, too, is there's about 6% of grown adults that say they can't make anything without a little help.
That's what happens. That's where we are in society.
That's pretty pathetic.
It happens.
Right there.
It's Birthday Scam Week on the K92 Morning Thing.
Ah, yes. We go back to the time as we count down the top 5 birthday scams of the entire year, where she thought she was auditioning to be a voice in the next Candy Crush video game. Beepy the Octopus here on the K92 Morning Thing.
Number 4.
Hello?
Hello, I am looking for Kendall. Would that happen to be you?
It is. Who's this?
This is Nigel Tufnell from The King Entertainment.
Okay.
You know, King Entertainment.
I'm sorry, should I know who that is?
King Entertainment, the makers of the international sensation Candy Crush.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know Candy Crush, right?
Yes, I do. I'm totally hooked. I play all the time.
Well, no Sherlock. I see right here, level 3,412. Wow!
Yeah. Like I said, I'm kind of addicted.
Do you bathe?
What do you mean? Do I bathe?
I was just wondering if you had time to wash yourself with the amount of Candy Crush you're throwing down.
Oh. You know, it's just past the time when I'm looking to unwind. You know, shouldn't it'd be good to you that I'm playing so much.
Absolutely, it is. That's why I'm calling, actually. You have been identified as one of our super users, and we would actually like you to be part of the new Candy Crush game that we are developing.
Oh, oh my gosh, really?
Really? We want you to be Beepy.
Beepy.
Yes, you know that little octopus you see on the screen sometimes? You know him?
Yes.
That's Beepy. Yeah. Yes, Beepy. And in the next game, he's going to have a big role, and we're already anticipating merchandise and a children's television show, and we would like you to audition to be the voice of Beepy.
Wow. Wow. Really? Me?
Yes. Really? So I just need you to say a couple lines as Beepy to see if we want to offer you the job.
Oh, right now?
Yes, right now.
Over the phone.
Lady, it pays $250,000. I can move on to the next call if you are not interested, and I can
find somebody else. No, no, no. Hmm? Please. I'll definitely do it.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
It's real simple, like, hello, I'm Beepy, and then do a couple of beeps since he's, you know, Beepy.
Beep?
Yeah, he's a beeping octopus, so just go with it. And go!
Oh, okay.
And go!
Okay, okay. Hello, I'm Beepy. Beep, boop, beep. How's that?
Great!
Really?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just a little confused.
He's a beeping octopus, not an idiot. I asked for beepy. That was more like peepee.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm doing my best.
Yeah, here. Well, it's probably not going to work. I do think you have potential, however, to be the bubblegum troll.
The bubblegum troll?
Yeah, so just give me your best, you know, troll voice and say, I'm here to eat your bubblegum.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm here to eat your bubblegum. What do you think of that?
Kendall?
Yeah?
You're hired.
Really?
Yes!
This is amazing.
And now you're fired. You're fired.
What?
Yes, that sucked too. Never mind. You're fired.
Wow. Okay, what the heck is going on?
Too bad. So sad. I have to go. Bye-bye. I'll see you later.
No, wait. Hang on. Just a second. I demand to know what's going on here.
It's a birthday scam, actually, is what's going on here.
Wait, you're...
Hi. It's Zach from K92. Hi.
Oh, my God. This is like a radio thing?
Happy birthday, BP. How are you?
Oh, no.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning Thang.
Birthday scam. There you are, just going through life, acting all normal, and then... things get scary.
Yeah.
Nerves kick in. You say nerves of steel? Well, this is like nerves of aluminum foil is
okay.
All it is.
Best case, I was thinking like a mesh shirt or something like that.
Shaky piece of paper. Yes. That's all it is. But you know what? You get nervous sometimes in life. And there are places or events that don't necessarily mean to be nerve-wracking.
Yes, but it causes it. That's me. Every single time I go to Subway or I place an order with somebody to go to Subway, I feel like it's bottom of the ninth, full count, two outs, bases loaded, and I'm up to bat.
And it's very stressful for you.
Yes.
It's the nerves.
And it shouldn't be, but it is just because there are so many options. Like, I understand why it's not, but I wish there were less options. Uh-huh. Because I feel like I'm that picky person when I go to Subway and I'm like, all right, I want light mustard. I want banana peppers. I have like all of this. I feel like I'm demanding all of the things, even though they're all options and it's all understood.
Right.
That I can ask for whatever I want.
They want you to tell
it
them.
It doesn't feel good.
It doesn't.
It feels bossy. Hey, go ahead and toast that too. Why you got that, bro? Bro, go ahead and put that toast in that American cheese. It's American, right? It just feels bossy. And then it's even worse. Well, like, if Zach, if you were like, hey, I'm about to run to Subway, want me to get you something? I'd be like, no, I'm good. I'll just starve to death. It's just too much pressure to have to tell you all the stuff I want.
Because then
it.
I got to write it all down and pay attention to all of it. It's a time where you end up being very specific. And Monica has joined us as well.
Yes. Yep,
you're on and up. So we'll see what happens.
Okay.
You bring that up about Subway because then there's the additional pressure, too, of the line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then you want to say, oh, I would like this, this, and this, but now I feel like I'm taking up too much time because there's
people behind
people
you.
Behind me. Mm-hmm.
So now I'm being judged by the employee and the people waiting in line. Like, I'm like, you know what? Just keep this up. I'm going to give you the money for your time wasted. I apologize. Keep the card. I'll come back tomorrow.
I'm out.
Yes, and I totally understand that. We talked about it before where I will not order Chipotle for Jared. I won't. I won't go in. I won't stand in line and yell because I feel like they never can hear me.
Oh, yeah.
They will never hear me.
Chipotle gives me all sorts of stress, too, because I feel like they have almost their own language, and I don't know how to speak that language.
Right.
Yeah.
So then they say certain things. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
All the pressure.
And I don't know what to do. I went to, there's this place in Roanoke. I don't know if they have it anywhere else. It's called Core Life Eatery.
Okay.
And it's
similar. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Yeah. It's like Chipotle and all these other ones where there's just this row. But that one's even harder because you're building like bowls, and they all got names.
You want to build your
And
bowl?
Some of them have bases. And some come with soups and some don't. And you walk up and I think to myself, I don't know what to do.
You have to study before you walk in.
You have to do homework. You have to learn how to eat at this place before you can even go in.
And then get in front of a mirror and practice ordering it. All right, let me say, no, I stumbled over my words. She's going to get confused. Let me try it again.
But yeah, I mean, when I go into a place like that, Chipotle, and when they talk to you, I feel like they're talking like The Sims. Like it's a language I don't understand.
That's why, Monica, I appreciate you so much. And I also don't understand how you're able to go to like these fast food restaurants and not order just like directly off the menu.
Right.
Because it makes me nervous. Except I expect, and it's never gonna happen, but I'm expecting that one day the person's gonna be like, no, No.
Oh, you know,
I want that. I want that cheeseburger. Can you put bacon on it? No, I cannot. It's just a cheeseburger. Get your cheeseburger.
I'm waiting for that to happen because I know it's, and at Subway, talking about Subway, I would get the meatball sub, but I like, you know, a certain amount of cheese sauce and I like a side of meatballs.
With your meatballs, sub.
Yes, with my meatballs. With I like to have like meatballs. A side of meatballs.
Okay, you know what you're doing is you're ordering a second sub. You can't have a side of meatballs.
Without the bread.
You know what? Jared was like, you. He said, I'm not ordering the side of meatballs. I was like, but I get a side of meatballs.
No. I will never. I mean, Antoine and I have both banded together on this one. Solidarity, my friend.
Yes, we have.
We don't get nothing from Monica. You get your own order. We don't do your orders.
I told Monica when she was still in the studio every day that if I ran out to get food, she had to order something as it was on the menu.
Or I wasn't picking it up. Yeah.
Or I wasn't. Cause she's like, oh, go get me this hash brown bowl without the hash browns. So you just want a plate?
Right.
I'm confused. Then no, other stuff comes with it.
Ask for that. Yeah. Get an extra side of meatballs. So then I look like the fool. And I am not here to play the fool. And what I don't understand either, Antoine, is how is she so stressed out about going to Chipotle when she treats every other restaurant
exactly.
like it's Chipotle?
No, I do not.
Oh, give me some of that. Give me some of this. Do you have any bacon out in the back? Why don't you go get it for me? Hey, can you run down to the store and get me a little something while you're here?
Everything. They have a side, you know, a side of whatever. So you should be able to order anything as a side.
And Mark from Roanoke just texted in the 52353. He goes, Jimmy John's is his Subway because that's like ordered at Subway, except it's on crack. Like you are going
I've never
much
been to
faster.
Jimmy John's.
Because then everything is Jimmy John's. They talk all fast in the commercials
exactly.
and everything is fast and they want to know what's going on and they have to do, which one do you want? Do you want the hook and ladder, the ladder sink or the sink of the sink? I don't even know which place I'm at now. I'm at Firehouse. I have no idea what's going on. Too fast.
Yeah, because I'm like, you know what? Just tell me what you want to make me. That's what I eat today. Whatever's on your mind, sir. Put it together.
Hey, do you have a sandwich?
That's
a sandwich. Thank you very much.
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Well, I will put this out there to any fast food type establishment or sandwich joint like that out there. I give you this challenge if you want to put it on your menu. So have your menu, do whatever it is.
Okay.
And then put, you know, sometimes they put disclaimers at the bottom of the menu like this is gluten-free or whatever. Please put, and I quote, Monica .. Just no.
Like, yes. Just no.
Uh-huh. Like you put that on Monica. What? Just no. Like she's not allowed. No substitutions. Monica. Yeah.
I like that.
Uh-huh. The K92 Morning Thangs $1,000 Pop Quiz.
Brought to you by Bauer Heating and Air Conditioning.
Now we gotta try to get Josh paid. Josh would like some money.
You know, I mean,
I haven't even asked Josh, but I'm just gonna make that assumption. Josh, would you like some money?
Sure.
Okay, see?
Sure, because I'm good.
Correct. All right. That's one correct for me, Antoine. Now, Josh, for everyone that he gets correct, he's going to get $10. So, Josh, did you go get your three free answers?
Yes, I did.
All right, good. Then you should be able to. That's at least $30.
He's off to a good start.
Now, we have one final day of this tomorrow, no matter what happens here with Josh. So, go to the Bauer Heating and Air Conditioning Facebook page right now and get your three free answers for tomorrow. Make caller 19 at 745. Josh, $10 for every single one you get right. Get them all right. You get $1,000. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. He is charged and ready.
Let's go.
Let's do it. So, you may pass at any time. We will come back if there's time, and your timer will start when I finish reading the first question. Good luck, Josh. Here we go. Josh, question number one. Who won the most recent Super Bowl?
Pass.
Okay. Question two. Captain Marvel's real name is what?
Carol Danvers.
Yes. Harry Styles was a member of what boy band?
One Direction.
Yes. Who sings the K92 song Kings and Queens?
Ava Max.
Yes. True or false? Actor Chris Pratt was once married to Anna Kendrick.
False.
Yes. Adam Driver plays what character in the latest Star Wars movies?
Pass.
Harpo is the production company of what billionaire talk show host?
Oprah.
Yes. Who plays Drax in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies?
Pass.
Ace, Maxwell, and Birdie are the names of what celebrity's children?
Alicia Silverstone?
No. Nuance is the beauty line of what actress?
Pass.
Who won the most recent Super Bowl?
Pass.
Oh, he was on a roll there for a second, too.
All right, you got five. You got $50
there for a minute.
Yeah.
Not bad, Josh. Not bad at all. Tampa Bay Buccaneers were the winner of the most recent Super Bowl. I know, it's that one where you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is who Tom Brady plays for.
Yep. Let's see. Adam Driver is Kylo Ren in the Star Wars movies. Drax is Dave Bautista, a wrestler. And let's see, Ace, Maxwell, and Birdie, Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Those are her kids. And Nuance is the beauty line of Selma Hayek. But $50, not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all, Josh.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake, they said they did not mean to keep their baby a secret. COVID happened, and the baby happened.
Well, the world kind of just, we had other things we were focused on. We weren't really focused on Jessica Biel. That's what she said.
I had like a secret COVID baby. Wasn't like a supposed to be a secret. It was just COVID happened, and then I went to Montana with my family and never left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty much
That's what happened.
A lot of babies.
It's only a secret baby if the intentions are to keep it a secret. If not, then it's just your business. And everybody isn't necessarily privy to your business.
It is interesting, though, when you deal with celebrities, because they say they don't want certain things, and they say they hate certain things. You know, celebrities all the time be like, excuse me, please respect my privacy. Please leave me alone.
Right.
Stop it. And then when you leave them alone, they're like, I'm pregnant. How could you guys need just a heads up?
But right before COVID, they also had the drama with JT in that movie. Uh-huh. That movie said stuff. So that makes sense, too, just to
kind of just
stay out of the spotlight.
Well, you know, when in doubt, hide in Montana. That's it. They know paparazzi there. You'll be,
you're good.
Yep, you're safe.
Number 2.
There's nothing like J-Lo and Ben Affleck, because we're still following them and their love, because they had the family out. They had the kids together for family dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them because it's like being in a time machine. It's so much fun. It's like it's 2002 again. It's great. Mm-hmm.
I didn't really, I'm paying more attention to it now than I did back then.
Right.
Because I was always J-Lo and Diddy. So because I was J-Lo and Diddy, anything after, I'm like, I don't care about her anymore. She left my guy.
Yeah.
Like, that was my guy.
So really what this is over and over again, J-Lo keeps breaking Antoine's heart because I think he was team A-Rod also.
Oh, definitely team A-Rod. I'm just, I'm J-Lo in a relationship. I just want her to settle down so I don't think about her going out having fun.
You're funny.
Just to settle down.
You are funny.
I want her to settle down.
Yeah, Monica's quote was the best.
Somebody make an honest woman out of her, please.
I think it's just not in her nature.
It's not.
It really isn't.
She does love love.
She does love love.
That's one thing for sure.
And she's,
or attention. I don't know. Well, you guys call it what you
both.
Want.
Both.
Both. Yeah, exactly. But boy, she is, and she wastes no time. It's like an hour. She's like, okay, I'm single. I got to get boyfriend on the schedule by 4:30.
Yep, there you are.
Number 1.
Post Malone, he spent over $1 million on his teeth.
Yeah.
Diamond fangs.
Yeah, I will say this, because he's got he had two fangs put in his mouth that have two diamonds on them, and that's why it's $1.5 million or whatever. It looks way better than that diamond Lil Uzi Vert put in his forehead. I mean, at least point that out.
Yes.
Yeah, and we are a little bit more used to seeing, you know, diamonds in people's mouths over the past like 15 years or so.
But it looks better than grills, too, because this one, it's just one diamond on each side, and the teeth have been sort of made into fangs, and what's interesting is Post Malone can do that. We're like, oh, it looks really good. Lil Uzi Vert puts a diamond in his head. We're like, what a moron.
What's
like,
happening?
Right.
Even though Post Malone has like random tattoos in the place where those diamonds were.
Right. Where would you put your diamonds? Would they be in your mouth, or would you have the fangs?
In my safety deposit box.
No, okay.
That's where I would put. No, in my ear. In my ear. I'd put like a diamond stud or something.
In the museum.
I'd make it an earring.
Yeah, I know. My answer would be the safe deposit box. I could never own really nice jewelry of any kind.
You couldn't?
Like a nice watch or a nice diamond. I'd be terrified all the time.
Why? Like, terrified of what? Like, somebody snatching it off of
people? I just picture, like, in a movie where someone on a scooter comes whizzing by and rips my earlobe off because they steal the diamond right out of my ear. I don't want that.
I understand that, but I think you're good. I think you're good.
Somebody stole French Montana's watch the other day. He was in front of a really nice hotel in New York City. Boom, give me that watch. Okay.
That was it.
It was in New York City, though. He had insurance. He got another one. He got it back.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like someone in Good could take my watch just as easily. What's going on? I don't know. I'm too scared.
It is draft season. All season is draft season.
It's the kind of music that you play in the background that gets Bob and Antoine excited.
It does.
And woo-hoo! Makes Monica's skin crawl.
I'm ready.
Yep. So ready for the draft. That's what we do every now and then on a Tuesday is Bob comes in. Hi, Bob.
Hi,
welcome.
Zach.
Welcome,
hey, Bob. Welcome. Hi, Monica. Hi, Antoine.
Hey, Bob.
Bob is on some other time here at the K92 Broadcast Palace.
Mm-hmm.
I learned a week ago, Antoine, that at 10 o'clock, we don't just turn the building off. I had no idea.
Yes. No, it still happens.
Like, what?
It still continues.
Yeah. I turned the radio on later and I heard Sweetie. And I'm like, at 2 o'clock?
The show goes on.
What's going on? Now, so Bob comes in and we do the draft. And we do different categories and we go round the room to try to build the best whatever it is.
Yes.
And today it is cookouts.
Okay.
We're having a cookout. We're hanging out together. People are gathering once again. Whose cookout do you want to go to?
All right. Now, let me ask this question.
Mm-hmm.
Is this based off of just foods? Because you said the best cookout.
Yeah.
So that could leave people to throw in beverages. We're not throwing in beverages.
Cookout foods.
Just foods. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure.
Yep. Just to be clear.
Crap. I didn't scout the right talent.
Right. And you have to do things like, I choose music. I draft music. Nobody else gets music at their cookout.
I do want to say in all my mock drafts, no one chose cereal.
No cereal.
No, cereal never came up.
That'd be interesting. Golden Grahams cookout.
That's an undrafted one. Free agent right there.
Yep. You can pick that one up later. So we'll go around the room. And Monica, we randomly drew the order. And today it is Antoine first, then me, Zach, then Bob, and then you. You got last place. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So we go around and we're drafting foods. And then we'll put this up on social media. And you can also text in. And you have to decide whose cookout you want to go to. And the rules, again, are just... when a food is gone, it's gone.
It's gone.
At one place and one place only. So, Antoine, as the starter of the draft, what are you taking right off the board right away?
All right. I'm going with, I feel like it's the unanimous number one pick, but you never know. But I'm going with burgers.
Okay.
Burgers.
Burgers. Congratulations.
Burgers are off the board. There we go. It's my first pick.
You are the number one pick. You get to hold up the Antoine jersey with the number one on it.
Yes.
Burgers. Okay. And, you know, we were talking about when it's off, it's off. And we decided, though, Monica, if you do still want to take turkey burgers, you can just go ahead and draft that one all you want.
Or a plant-based burger. You could still have
so
that if you're a rabbit.
Yeah. Portobello mushroom
there
caps,
you go.
Everybody. Ooh. Yeah, no. All right. Burgers is a fine choice here as we're building the cookout that you want to attend. And you got to understand, This is some serious business here. There are no prizes involved.
None.
But bragging rights around here are actually worth... I think I care more about bragging rights than the $10,000 payday.
I definitely do.
Yeah. Okay, so I get to go second here. And Bob has taken... well, not Bob. Antoine has taken burgers.
Yes, I got burgers.
I got Monica. I got Bob after me. I'm going with my heart on this one. And, you know, we need a leader in the food clubhouse for all of this. I need my team captain. So, ladies and gentlemen, steak, get in here.
Okay.
Come here, steaks.
All right.
We're throwing steaks on that grill, baby. Rib eyes, maybe something on there. And that, my friends, is my number one pick.
Okay. Now, real question, quick question about your steak.
Yep.
They're only medium well or medium rare.
Oh, well, like,
are you cooking them all the same temperature? Like, nobody get to choose. Nobody can show up and be like, I want well done. They're all one temperature.
Well, Antoine, here's the thing. I only associate myself with medium rarers.
Okay, just making sure.
No one's ever going to say well done because they've been given the wrong address to this party.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so that is to answer your question, yes.
All right.
Bob Patrick.
I am at the Bob cookouts, I'm a proponent of convenience.
Okay.
I believe you do need a fork, but I believe you don't need a knife at the Bob cookout.
Okay, no knife.
So I'm going to go with hot dogs.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, hot dogs, come on down. You are the next pick.
I like that,
draft, though,
because like now I know what to expect if I ever go to Bob's cookout. I will not need a knife for anything that I'm eating there.
Right. Nope. So he's going hot dogs, which, you know, popular, but... lower grade.
Sure. Oh, certainly. It's a Bob cookout.
It's a convenient cookout.
Bob, see, Bob plays for real, Monica, where he's like, okay, well, financially, it's hot dogs. All right, look, here's
gotta
the
be.
Deal. All right, Monica Brooks, fourth pick in the draft. We'll give you two picks, and then we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back to finish out the rounds. Here we go. Oh, did we lose you there?
Monica, you lost me?
Okay, now, there you go. There you go.
Okay, ribs.
Okay, ooh.
That's a good one. And for some reason it made it all the way back to me. I was going to get
that's ribs. A tremendous pick at the four spot.
That's a strong
ribs.
Pick.
Ribs is a good one. I was thinking steak or ribs for mine. So,
ribs just fall off the bones. So
good.
Okay, and what's so going good. With your ribs, Monica?
Baked beans.
Okay.
All right, she knew it. She was ready.
Mm-hmm. We got all them toots. I had that on
my list as well.
Okay, so Monica has ribs and beans. And actually, you know what? Bob, go ahead and make one more pick, and then we'll take our break here.
Oh, OMG. Okay. I think the Bob cookout needs a decent side.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with macaroni salad.
Ooh. Macaroni salad. Okay.
Macaroni salad.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, macaroni salad is a very polarizing one where some people love it and other people think this is the grossest party I've ever been to. So
I think certain other salads are a little too highbrow for the Bob Cookout. So we're going.
What? I like this Bob Cookout.
Bob's final pick is going to be Chips Ahoy cookies out of a bag.
He's ready to roll.
It's not a terrible pick.
I scouted them.
We return.
Antoine's getting shade thrown at him on the text by Megan.
Yes.
Yep, Megan says, I swear if Antoine picks coleslaw again, SMH.
And I responded. I was like, you do not know to the degree of petty that I live my life. I may throw the whole draft just to pick coleslaws aside.
Oh, man. So far, Antoine just has burgers.
I only have burgers.
Right. And I only have steaks. Bob's got hot dogs and macaroni salad.
He does.
Bob has...
Monica.
Yeah. Well, no. I was gonna make fun of Bob's picks.
Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
I
jumped in front of the bullet for you, Bob.
Thank you, Antoine. Like,
Bob's got the Dollar Tree cookout. If you want to go over there.
Oh, we keep it simple.
Yeah.
All very right. Straightforward. That's all right.
There's a lot of fun at Bob's cookout.
Now, Monica's got ribs and beans, so there's a lot of sticky, saucy,
sauce. It's messy,
gassy.
It'd be tough for the kids. Oh. Like with the kids, you got to really make their plates for them.
You can't watch them eat.
Oh my God.
Can you? Kids don't get ribs anyway. They get a hot dog.
They go to Bob's house.
Great. So Bob, you have the daycare. Enjoy.
Great. Kids menu.
Hey kids, you've been invited to Bob's house.
No, that's all right.
We're trying to build the best cookout, the cookout you want to go to. So we're just trying to build it up and see what we have. Now, it is my pick.
Yep.
And when Bob said macaroni salad, I thought he was going to take my pick, the pick that I wanted. So I'm going to go with macaroni and cheese, everybody.
I thought he was going to take it. And then your response, I was like, all right, Zach's definitely take it. Let me take it off my board.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you got to. Mac and cheese just goes with everything, and it's so delicious.
A little warm for mac and cheese.
Okay, hot mayonnaise. How you doing over there?
Just asking.
No, because you got to have, because at least at my cookouts, like at my family's cookouts, we have like hot burners and stuff like that. So like when they bring it, like the food is heated well.
Right temperature.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Antoine!
All right, so I have two picks. So I have some choices here. So to go with the burgers, my first pick of the end of the second round, I'm going to go with chicken wings.
Ooh.
I'm going with some wings to go with the burgers.
Ooh, I like that.
I didn't know if they'd get past you, Zach, because you're a big wing person, too.
I am.
I didn't know if they'd get past
you. That's a good pick. I should have thought about that. Mm. I got all blinded by mac and cheese because it's so good.
And he said macaroni salad, so it threw you off. Mm-hmm. So all right, so I'm going to go with wings. But I do need a side to go with all of these meats. I can't just have all the meats. I think, you know.
Antoine says he's a cookout at an Arby's.
Exactly. So I'm going to go with, we talked about this earlier in this show. I'm going to go with my transitional vegetable. I'm going to go with corn on the cob.
Good one.
I'm going with like corn on the cob.
All right.
So I have burgers, wings, and corn on the cob right now.
That's a pretty good staple.
Not too bad. Yeah. Not too bad right there.
Not bad at all. I had corn in my maybe pile. Here really is the dilemma of all of this right now, as you're picking your meats and you're picking your sides. Is a vegetable necessarily need to be invited to this whole party?
It doesn't have to be, but I feel like for my elders, I need to have something there
for them.
Monica, don't you tell me what to do.
It should be there.
Yeah, the two people that took the fakey vegetables here of beans and corn, you took the safe ones. And
yes, we did.
Yeah, you know darn well. Monica's trying to get me to guess kale salad. You're trying to get me to guess kale salad, so I will lose. She's trying to get me to throw my own draft.
Mind games.
Yeah. I will not give in to your mind games. I overthought it too much last time, and I got too fancy.
You got real fancy last time. Yes,
okay.
You did.
Foofy.
You know what? I'm to that point now where I almost feel like I'm not doing vegetables. I'm going to throw caution to the wind here. And ooh-hoo. I got steak, and I got mac and cheese.
Yes, you do.
Like it's heavy.
How are you going to balance this?
I know, because it needs balance.
Settle your dip.
What? Oh, no.
No, you know that's not going to show up.
No.
Oh, stop trying to ruin my draft. Yeah. I thought about a couple of dips, but then again, the steak and the mac and cheese, it is so heavy. Yeah. And since we are hanging out and we are enjoying steaks and we are enjoying mac and cheese, but we want to feel fresh and summery and awesome, I'm going to call in for my final pick, ladies and gentlemen, watermelon.
Oh.
Bring it, watermelon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one that probably shouldn't have made it this late.
No, it should.
Yeah, watermelon. Wow. He was just hanging out there. Like, watermelon was stuck in the draft room going, what? Everybody else got drafted? And what's going on?
And this is a scenario in which Bob doesn't know the people he's drafting against, because macaroni salad was going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you could have saved that one for your last pick.
You could have just picked it up on your way out.
We would have given you a fourth one.
I don't know what to say to that.
Right, say your third Bob. Pick. How about
my
that?
Feelings are hurt. I may have to consult the committee for this one. Mm-hmm. This is a dessert type thing.
Okay.
I would like to go with margarita popsicles.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
All right.
It's kind of a drink.
He's sneaking it in there. You see, he's in that gray area of not a beverage. It's still a dessert, but it gives you that alcohol.
Monica, I'll let you decide if that's allowed or not.
I think so, okay. Yes.
Then it's allowed, okay. Margarita popsicles. Come on down.
Yes, now, sir. Zach, I would like to say that you gave Monica the power. Monica still has a pick to make. So that could have just given her the opportunity to change her last pick.
Where were you?
I was actually thinking about margaritas. Yeah, like some kind of frozen.
Okay.
Well.
Yeah. No, I like it. I love your cookout. I love
I'll
it,
Bob. There.
Thanks. Let's All right, see. Monica, final pick of the draft is?
Ooh, I'm going pork butt.
Pork butt. Okay.
Yeah. It's a barbecue. Man. So I'm going, we got the ribs. It's heavy. Yeah.
You're going to have to.
It's hot, heavy. You're going to get
it sweaty and rolled Ooh, home.
That's a heavy one.
I am, but I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Now, all of those are good. Mm-hmm. Like, none of those are bad. All of those together.
Did we decide the temperature of the day?
It's 100.
I feel like it's just weather.
The temperature. If it's... You know, like 75 or nope. Is it 90?
No, we don't live in San Diego. So
no.
I'm going to go with
I was thinking mid-80s.
The official
mid-80s?
No, the official weather designation, it is K92 degrees. I think that is.
No.
Oh, that has to. That's the
Margarita
Brandon.
Pops all day.
That's the Brandon for it right there. Then.
K92 degrees. Sorry, Monica. You have the hottest, sweatiest barbecue in all the land. You should have drafted napkins at some point in there, too. That would have been
That's
lot.
Some good eating, though, man.
Oh, it is.
Can
you don't
I
have to eat
say,
for a week.
I would like to get invited. To at least one of these? I know I'm not going to get invited to all three.
So
if I can get invited to one.
Let's ask everybody this question. You only get to be invited to one of these barbecues.
Oh, boy.
Which one do you want to go to? Is it Antoine's? Burgers, wings, corn on the cob. I mean, that's pretty staple-y.
It's very straightforward.
It's pretty solid right there.
It is.
Do you want to go to Zach's? Steak, mac and cheese, and watermelon.
Don't hate that. I cannot hate that one.
You're getting all the balance right there. You're getting good mac and cheese and steaks and everything. Do you want to go to Bob's Low Dose Cookout? Hot dogs, macaroni salad, and margarita popsicles.
I know. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the all-star right there.
I would argue, too, you have a couple of margarita popsicles, and steak and hot dogs taste the same. Anyway, so who really cares anymore? Or is it Monica Brooks, ribs, beans, and butts?
We sweat and drink it and eat.
Yep. That is good eating.
Monica's, it's the cannibal cookout. It's all body parts.
Yes.
So text in to 52353. Which one do you want to go to? And then also we'll put it up on our social media and see who wins the draft.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.